right now, I'm very happy in the spirit of turning away from doom and gloom and being proactive and working towards the good of our communities and the planet. Very happy right now to welcome back Bruce Barrett. Bruce is a founder of iWage Peace and president of Barrett Outdoor Communications. We've spoken, Bruce, several times about some of the projects he's worked on in our local communities. And we're very happy you could join us this evening, Bruce, to talk about the Interfaith Service Day that's happening this coming Sunday, August 6th in New Haven, Connecticut.
Yeah, thank you so much, Scott. And that was a wonderful guest you had before me, Jamie. That was wonderful. And climate change is so critical. So I'm honored to come right after such a great presentation. And thank you for doing your show.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce, for all you do. And I just wanted to start off briefly, before we talk about the particulars of what's mm-hmm. happening this Sunday, just say a word about the group sponsoring this project, along with local partners. But talk about iWage Peace and the work you do with that.
Oh, yeah. iWage Peace is a 501c3 I created. At the Gulf War, the second Gulf War, I was just very frustrated with jingoism and the sort of march toward insanity that I saw. Wars sometimes have to happen, but it rarely. So I created I Wage Peace with some friends, and we put up an American flag with the words I Wage Peace to try to brand peacemaking as a patriotic act of faith. And that kind of spun off into doing other activities. And because my brother and I have a billboard company, we started to invite the public to hand paint billboards with us that promoted messages that were positive. And one of them we did in the West Bank in Palestine with the Combatants for Peace, Israeli and Palestinian peacemakers, former armed combatants, and put that up on the highway. And so we just kept trying to figure out how to use the tools at our hand, the billboard company, and for good messaging. And so iWage Peace just kind of grew, and we did peace walks in New Haven and West Haven, bringing in diverse communities, particularly the Abrahamic faith traditions, to remember that we're all one. So iWage Peace has four slogans. I'll repeat them and go back to your questions. One of our slogans is we're all in this together. And so often there's politics of division, and we have to remember as people of faith or people just in the face of goodness, right? Agnostic and atheists are welcome, that we're all in this together. It's one planet. So we did a billboard of the earth that said we're all in this together. Another of our slogans is we don't have to agree on everything to work together for justice and peace. It's to point out that we can theologically be different or have different histories and preferences, but we can all get in the same. We're all in the same box, same sandbox. Let's work together and feed people. And that brings together our different faith communities that work with us. And the next slogan is we will not let the perfect be the enemy of the good. So as Joe Biden said recently, just showing up is the most important thing. And if it's imperfect, let it be imperfect to a good cause, as opposed to wait for the perfect. And our last slogan is humor doth the heart like good medicine, from Proverbs 17, mm-hmm. which is that we can't take ourselves too seriously. Otherwise, we won't get anything done and we'll start to get mad at each other. So I guess that's a broad range look at what iWage Peace is. And our latest projects have been the Interfaith Service Days that we've been doing.
Right. Well, in that spirit, yeah, let's talk about the events that you're helping to organize this Sunday. The local partners and yourself organizing this Interfaith Service Day in New Haven. I think you just really encapsulated, but is there any other part of the overall mission of what's taking place on Sunday, apart from the individual projects that volunteers will be working on, that you'd like to mention?
I really would, and thank you for bringing that up. It excites me to realize that what we're doing is a direct battling with anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, white supremacy. The faith traditions, the Abrahamic faith traditions that we work with, we have, I want to point out, we have three mosques and the Muslim Coalition of Connecticut as faith partners. We have five synagogues and the Jewish Federation of Greater New Haven and 12 or plus churches now united together, and the Baha'i community and some agnostic and atheist brothers and sisters all together. And so we're making a bold statement that we are all in this together. And you know, too often in the headlines of the news, you see people claiming that their particular faith is superior, or we have to defend our particular race. And Black lives do matter, and the privileged do need to stand up for those who don't have privilege. And we are making a bold statement. All these faith communities, all these different ethnicities, we're coming together to serve people, to feed the hungry, to make housing together, to pound guns into plowshares, to talk and dialogue about prisoner advocacy and reform. We're doing it in a public way, a visible way, taking a stand, because I think that's the way we combat those frightened feelings and emotions people have that causes them to retreat into their own tribe, right? We're saying, no, we can be distinct, we can be individuals, and we can do it together. So this is a bold, audacious statement to combat the rhetoric that we all have to recede into our particular communities, tribes, religions, that which is just such a toxic way to think of the world, right? I call it the opposite of the Tower of Babel. In the Tower of Babel, there's this imagined story, right? And this is an ancient tradition, 3,000 years old, this story. But it begins with the notion that we're all supposed to be one people that speak one language and are all the same, right? And in the story, God says, how arrogant, and says, no, I've made you lots of different people. I'm going to confuse your languages. I'm going to make you into lots of different people, all sorts of colors and shapes and sizes. And the people can either work together or scatter. So we're bringing the people together that are all different, and we're saying we're going to do something beautiful. We're going to have a great time together, and we're going to enjoy each other. We're going to have live music and food and celebrate our distinctive identities and do good. How's that?
Very good, Bruce.
And I'm getting excited now.
we're going to be up against a time crunch soon. So I want to make sure, give the website. Talk just briefly about the logistics so people can get more info. And then the time we have left, I just want to run down, and I'll just, you know, briefly summarize the kind of breadth and depth of these volunteer projects, but you can focus on a couple of them.
Sure. Well, the website is iwagepeace.org, iwagepeace, iwagepeace.org, and you can show up at 7 in the morning and help me set up tents, or get there at 8:30 and start the events, which begin at 9. And there's a bunch of events you can participate in. And if you go to the website, you can see them. Painting the giant billboard is just one of the events, the crypt tour, taking care of the Jewish cemetery. But Scott, you wanted to run down some of them. So
well,
go
I'll
ahead.
Just, you know, you could do this as well, but I've just got them here in front of me. There's cleaning the beaches, the cemetery restoration, as you just said, supporting those who are houseless, feeding the hungry, transforming guns into garden tools, advocacy for the humane prison reform, affordable housing construction, the church crypt tour you mentioned, paint the mural, and meet Israelis and Palestinians and American young people working for peace. Lots more I didn't cover, but we've only had about 5 minutes left. So pick a few out that you could run down for us.
I'm going to mention Stop Solitary CT, which I think is extraordinary. And that's a group that allows you, if you come, to meet some formerly incarcerated folk and talk about prison reform. Barbara Fair is their founder in the Hill District in New Haven. And her vision and mine now is to transform Connecticut's prison system from a punitive one where people come out worse than they go in to a restorative one where people come out better than when they went in. And that's what Denmark did. They transformed their prison system. So you can meet those folks and learn more about it. The Jerusalem Peace Builders are an exciting group of young people, Israeli and Palestinian from East Jerusalem and from Israel, Muslim, Jew, Christian, and Druze, who are learning how to meet each other and how to transform their communities. And they talk about the hard stuff. So you can meet them and hear what they're doing to transform their cultures. Painting the Billboard's fun for kids. It's a giant mural that we designed together with Jews, Christians, and Muslim imams, rabbis, and ministers, and other folks. And you can see it on the website. There's a little icon. You'll see a quick scan. It's an exciting billboard trying to represent the beloved community together. Habitat for Humanity, everyone knows about that. I think I got two slots yet open. That's an all-day affair. The Jewish Cemetery, how wonderful to go to a Jewish cemetery and restore it as opposed to destroy it. Show our Jewish family that we love them, right? And there'll be a rabbi there and some folks who know how to raise a sunken tombstone and clean it. Those are a few. Cleaning the beach to Save the Sound. We're just going to take a bus, go to the Long Wharf Beach and clean the beach with Save the Sound and learn about how to take care of that. We're going to come back and have a big meal together. We got food for 250 people, and that's prepared by the Sanctuary Kitchen, which are refugees that are bringing their native foods to us, and we're teaching them how to be employed and find a life here in this world. That was funded by Center Church on the Green, the diocese, the Episcopal Church of Connecticut has financed a lot of this, Barrett Outdoor Communications, Jerusalem Peace Builders. I don't know. I ran through a lot of stuff there. There's probably more I could talk about. The idea is to have fun and to do good together.
Mm, yeah. And, you know, one we only have a minute or so left, but I did want to ask you to briefly explain about transforming guns, weapons of death and destruction, into garden tools. Say a word if you would.
Yeah, what a cool program. That's a Swords to Plowshares Northeast founded by the retired Bishop Curry. And they're going to have anvils and hammers there, two forges, little forges. And they've collected guns from the police and from the community. They've turned in their guns, and they're going to, and you're going to pound them into jewelry or plowshares or, you know, garden tools. And it's kind of fun because, you know, if you've never swung a hammer on an anvil, on molten metal with someone who knows what they're doing, a blacksmith, now's your chance. Just sort of blast here. Yeah. A lot of people gathered around and had a great time.
That's cool. Hey,
and it's emotionally cathartic.
Yeah, definitely. Well, go through the website one more time, and people gather at the initial part of the day, 7 a.m. or whatever. That happens at the New Haven Green, is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the New Haven Green, the upper green, behind the church, right there on Elm and College, and we're going to set up the tents and get ready. So if you show up at 7, I'll have some coffee for you, and I'll thank you very much for helping us set up. And around 8:30, registration begins. That's we're going to give you a bracelet. It's at iwagepeace.org, and get your email so we can send you a questionnaire. And then the day begins, and just keep going to events. They're happening all day long, and lunch, and there's even a time for the Muslim prayer.
All right, Bruce, congratulations on this project, and I hope some of our listeners will participate, and we'll stay in touch. But thank you for all you do, Bruce.
Hey, thank you for having me on. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Bruce Barrett and the Interfaith Service Day coming up this Sunday.